好，弟兄姊妹，我们先来读几处的圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's first read a few scriptures.
请翻到加拉太书第二章。
Please turn to Galatians chapter 2.
加拉太书第二章的第二十节。
Galatians chapter 2, verse 20.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
他这边讲到主耶稣钉了十字架是为我舍己。
Here it says the Lord Jesus Christ crucified for me and gave himself for me.
然后当这位弟兄保罗他经历这个十字架之后呢，他另外一个经历是基督在他的里面活着。
Our brother Paul, after he experienced Lord Jesus Christ crucified for him, then he experienced the Lord lives in him.
在接下来第三章的第一节
In the next chapter 3 verse 1
无知的加拉太人啊，耶稣基督钉十字架已经活化在你们眼前，谁又迷惑了你们呢？
O foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified.
他这边讲到说有一个情形是耶稣基督钉十字架是活化在人的眼前。
Here it says the picture of the Lord Jesus Christ crucified is portrayed clearly before your eyes.
如果这个十字架能够活活的、活泼的显在我们眼前的话，我们有怎么能够受迷惑呢？
If the cross is portrayed vividly before us, how can we be bewitched?
我们怎么还会再讲我很 confused 我们好像 很受迷惑呢
How can we say that we are still confused?
第六章的第十四节加拉太书第六章十四
Galatians chapter 6 verse 14
但我断不以别的夸口只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架因这十字架就我而论世界已经钉在十字架上就世界而论我已经钉在十字架上
But God forbade that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world.
所以这边我们弟兄他在许多的地方他说他不夸别的只夸耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Our brother in many places says he boasts not except the cross of Jesus Christ.
借着十字架呢他有许多丰富的经历
And through the cross he has many abundant experience
对当中的一个他知道当中一个他是知道说整个世界已经都钉在十字架上
And he clearly knows that the whole world is crucified on the cross
对我来讲世界也都已经钉在十字架上
And also to me the world is crucified on the cross
应该是说对世界来讲我已经钉在十字架上
And to the world, I am crucified on the cross
这是两边的
The two sides
好所以弟兄姊妹我想有一件事情呢是十字架能够活化在我们的眼前
So brothers and sisters, one thing I hope the cross can be clearly portrayed before us
也就是说十字架这件事件呢是在历史上发生在两千年前的。
So the matter of cross happened in the history 2000 years ago.
所以这个活化在我们的眼前呢，不仅仅是指说当时那个场景好像历历在目，好像在我们的面前。
It's not only the picture of the cross 2000 years ago is vividly portrayed before us.
对，虽然我们没有去过耶路撒冷
，Even we never been to Jerusalem.
那更不可能跑到两千年前。
And we are not able to go back to 2000 years ago.
但许多时候，在我们擘饼纪念主的时候
，Many times when we break the bread to remember our Lord.
对，我们好像被带到。主耶稣的十字架的底下
And we're as if we're brought under the cross of Jesus Christ
对我们仰望这位被我们被杀的羔为我们被杀的羔羊
And we look up to the Lamb who are slain for us
我们知道这是一个 一个恩典的记号。
And we know this is a sign of grace.
对，我们看到他为我们受死，他为我们受羞辱。
And we see that he died for us and got humiliated for us.
但是我们这批人就已经在他救恩的覆庇的底下。
And we are already covered by his salvation.
今天能够站在一个恩典荣耀的地位。
And we can stand at the position of glory and grace.
但不止如此。
And not only so.
当保罗在讲说十字架活化在我们眼前的时候
，When Paul says the cross is clearly portrayed before us，
他更是指那个十字架它的原则。
It's more that he says the principle of the cross，
十字架里面所包罗的各样的意义
，and the many meanings included in the cross。
所以当这些活化的时候呢，它带领我们更加能够进入钉十字架与主同钉十字架的经历。
When all these are clearly portrayed before us， even more we're brought into the abundant experience。
所以我想我今天也是借着约翰福音的一个地方一个章十九章。
So today, through John chapter 19,
在这个十九章所记载里面希望能够多有一些经历是把十字架活化在我们眼前。
I hope by John chapter 19 and more experience of the cross can be clearly portrayed before us.
但我们知道福音书是记载主耶稣在地上的生平。
And we all know the gospels.Are the recordings of the life of Jesus Christ on the earth.
然后约翰福音在十四到十六章之间呢，是讲到主耶稣被卖的那个晚上。
So John chapter 14 to chapter 16, it speaks of the night before our Lord was betrayed.
他在要与门徒们分离之前。
Before our Lord separated from his disciples.
他对他们有许多的劝勉。
He has many encouragements.
也有安慰，也有应许。
And exhortations and promises.
然后到了十七章的时候。
And to chapter 17.
然后我们的主就为着这许多的门徒们祷告。
Our Lord prayed for many of his disciples.
他祷告说，父啊，愿这批人呢与世界有分别。
And he prayed, Lord, may this group of people be separated from the world.
好叫才会有后面。他说叫他们能够合而为一
so that they can be oneness
然后到了第十八节的时候主耶稣就 被卖被捉拿
in chapter 18 the Lord was betrayed and tried
然后到了约翰福音十九章呢里面就记载了主耶稣被审判并且被钉十字架的这些场景
in chapter 19 our Lord was tried and judged and crucified on the cross
所以在约翰福音十九章里面一方面是主耶稣在两千年前他被钉十字架的这些事情还有他的经过
So in chapter 19 it records all the historical events our Lord was crucified on the cross
但我们似乎也能够在这个章里面呢找到一些十字架的原则愿意能够活化在我们的眼前
And we can also find some principles of the cross and hopefully it can be clearly portrayed before us
如果我们翻到约翰福音十九章
Let's turn to John chapter 19
我举几个例子
Take a few examples.
对19章约翰福音19章的1到3节
Chapter 19 verse 1 to 3
当下比拉多将耶稣鞭打了兵丁用荆棘编作冠冕站在他头上给他穿上紫袍又哀敬他说恭喜犹太人的王啊他们就用手掌打他
So then Pilate took Jesus and the soldiers twisted a crown of thorns and put it on his head and they put on him a purple robe
所以当我在读的时候这边表明了一个十字架的原则
When I was reading and here's, speaks of the principle of the cross
十字架里面的经历是带着受羞辱的
So in the experience of the cross there is humiliation
所以当我们主耶稣 被这些嘲笑然后被手掌打他是被受羞辱
When our Lord was hit and mocked by these soldiers and he was humiliated Our Lord Jesus Christ, He didn't keep His own self-esteem.
因为这个受羞辱的十字架原则在他的身上。
Because the principle of the cross of humiliation is on Him.
另外一个例子，十九章第四节。
Another example, chapter 19, verse 4.
比拉多又出来对众人说：“我带他出来见你们，叫你们知道我查不出他有什么罪来。”
And Pilate then went out again and said to them, Behold, I'm bringing him out to you, that you may know that I find no fault in him.
第八跟第九节
Verse 8 and 9.
比拉多听见这话越发害怕 就进衙门对耶稣说你是哪里来的耶稣却不回答
Therefore when Pilate heard that saying he was the more afraid and went again into the praetorium and said to Jesus where are you from but Jesus gave him no answer
Okay 也就是说我们的主耶稣是没有罪的
Our Lord has no sin
但是却被别人冤枉定了罪
But other people judged him
所以弟兄姊妹十字架里面有个情形是会受一些误解跟冤屈的
And there is a possibility that we are to be wrongly treated
但是在这种情形底下我们因为看见神的缘故我们可以默然不语
In this situation, because we see God, then we are mute.
在这些情形底下，我可以不去辩解，不去澄清。
In these circumstances, we don't need to argue and explain.
这个十字架原则也活在我们主耶稣基督的身上。
This principle of the cross is also alive in our Lord Jesus Christ.
我再举一个例子，十九章的第十九到二十节。
Another example, chapter 19 to 20.
比拉多又用牌子写了一个名号安在十字架上写的是犹太人的王拿撒勒人耶稣有许多犹太人念这名号因为耶稣被钉十字架的地方与城相近并且是用希伯来罗马希利尼三样文字写的
Now Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. The many of the Jews read the title, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin.
弟兄姊妹，这边我以前听过年长弟兄有这样的一个形容。
So our elder brothers had this illustration.
当主耶稣被后面挂了一个牌子的时候
And there's a title behind the Lord Jesus Christ
上面用三样的文字写的
In three languages
希伯来文罗马跟希腊文
In the Hebrew, Greek and the Latin
希伯来文呢是代表当时的宗教的世界
The Hebrew refers to the world of a religion
那个罗马的那个文字呢是代表当时的政治世界
So the character of Rome refers to the political world
希腊文呢代表当时的文化世界
The Greek refers to the culture of that world
也就是说不管是宗教政治文化好像全世界呢都应该被钉在十字架上
No matter it's religion or world it's politics and they are all be supposed to crucified on the cross
或是说全世界都定罪我们的主
So the whole world condemns our Lord
但是就像我刚刚所念的十字架呢，叫我们与这整个世界都有所分别。
Just like what I read before, the cross made us separated from all these worlds.
对于整个世界来讲，我如果背十字架，我钉十字架，对世界来讲，我是死的。
And to the world, if I bear the cross, I am dead to him.
现在我经历了十字架，世界对我来讲也是死的。
And I experienced the cross, and the world is dead to me.
所以弟兄姊妹，我其实我在当中找了许多的原则，但是今天。我略略提几个。
So, brothers and sisters, I find many principles, but today I'll just only give a few examples.
另外一个哈，就是会多解释一点，在十九章的我用十九章二十四节。
Chapter 19, verse 24.
十九章二十四，他们就彼此说：“我们不要撕开，只要捻揪，看谁得着。”这要应验经上的话说。他们分了我的外衣为我的里衣捻揪兵丁果然做了这事
They said therefore among themselves Let us not tear it but cast a lot for it and whose it shall be that the scripture might be fulfilled which says they divided my garments among them and for my clothing they cast lots
再翻到36到37
and 36 to 37
这些事成了为要应验经上的话说他的骨头一根也不可折断经上又有一句说他们要仰望自己所扎的人
For these things were done that the scripture should be fulfilled not one of his bones shall be broken and again another scripture says they shall look on him whom they pierced
弟兄姊妹当然这些有些是我的领会、
some of these scriptures are my own understanding
在这段的圣经里面，他记载说，好几处的地方都应验了旧约的预言。
In this Bible scriptures, it says many places the Old Testament prophecies was fulfilled.
这是什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
这意思是说，在神的意念里面，他老早就已经定了这个十字架的事情。
It means in God's mind, the cross was early on planned and destined.
对，十字架早就在神的计划里面了。
It's early on in God's plan.
那对我们来讲是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to us?
实际上对我们来讲是命定的。
The cross is destined for us.
也就是说在神的很早的计划里面呢，十字架实际上这个学习这个操练呢，就已经在人的身上是一个命定的。
In God's early plan, the experience and the learning of the cross is already in his plan.
没有错，在神的这个大的计划里面，他用十字架来成就这个救赎。
It is right in the great salvation of the cross.
经过救赎，我们的主得了荣耀。
Through salvation and our Lord gained glory.
然后经过这个十字架，神才能够成全他的旨意和他的计划。
And through the cross, our Lord's plan and purpose can be accomplished.
在我们的身上，我们就愿意说，主啊，这个十字架的确是你所命定的，是你定规的。
And in us we say, Lord, this cross, it is destined for us.
所以当时在亚当犯罪之后，
After Adam sinned,
神给他穿上那个皮子做的衣服。
So God covered him with a garment of skin.
那这什么意思？
What does it mean?
皮子的衣服表明说有一些动物它是被杀死的。
It means the garments of the skin means some animals were killed.
然后借着这个杀死的动物的皮毛呢，好像披在一个罪人的身上。
By the skin of the dead animals is covered on the sinners.
所以在旧约的时候呢，神的心中已经有一个意念，是十字架的意念。
In the Old Testament, there is already a plan of the cross in God's mind.
并且要人跟这个十字架有份。
And also, a man needs to participate in the cross.
所以我们弟兄这次夏令会他提到割礼。
So in this summer retreat, our brother mentioned the circumcision.
也就是说在亚伯拉罕的那个时代呢，神已经定好这个割礼的事情。
In the generation of Abraham, the circumcision was destined.
来表明人必须要在十字架当中有份。
To represent that man has to participate in the cross.
然后我们也弟兄也讲到亚伯拉罕一生筑了四个祭坛。
So our brother also shared in the life of Abraham, he built four altars.
然后这个祭坛呢，也是表明十字架的意义。
The altars also refers to the meaning of the cross.
所以会发现，不管是割礼，不管是祭坛，或是皮子做的衣服呢，都是在表明十字架。
No matter it's the circumcision or the altars or the garments of skin, it all represent the cross.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们知道这些神所定规的之后呢，我们要接受十字架是我们的命定的。
So brothers and sisters, after we know the plan of God on the cross, we need to accept cross is destined for us.
也就是说，我们信了主。
After we believe the Lord,
不管我们的我们可以是各样的不同的文化背景，不同的住的不同的地方。
We can have different backgrounds, of different cultures. We live in different places.
但对每一个神的儿女来讲，十字架背起他的十字架是命定的事情。
But for every child of God to bear the cross is destined for us.
你可以有人是不情愿。
It's possible that some people are not willing.
对，就你可以不愿意，你可以不接受。
You can reject it and you can be not willing.
但是我们要说，如果十字架是神所命定的，
But if the cross is destined for us by God,
我们就这个是躲不掉的。
Then we can't avoid it.
所以不，我们主耶稣他没有躲开那个十字架。
Our Lord Jesus Christ, he didn't escape and avoid the cross.
因为他知道这是他来到地上他所命定的，他必须要背起这十字架。
Because he knew that he has to bear the cross, it's destined for him.
所以弟兄姊妹，既然如此
，Because so，
我们一方面我们可以乐意的接受十字架。
On one hand, we can be willingly to accept the cross.
另外一方面，我们也可以不情愿的、不甘心的面对那个十字架。
On the other hand, we can be not willing to face the cross.
我也不晓得这个比方合不合适。
I don't know if it's appropriate you this illustration.
对，我随便举例好，就是假设我的小孩这个对爸爸很不满意。
For example, my children complain about me.
对，然后但是没办法，我是他爸爸。
Because I'm his dad.
我这是命定的。
This is destined.
那面对这个爸爸的时候呢，他到底是要选择能够乐意的接纳这个父亲呢，还是要选择很不甘心的要跟父亲生活在一起呢？
So to face this father, is he gonna willingly accept his father or not willingly to face him?
所以弟兄姊妹，我们愿意说接受这个神所定规的命定的十字架。
So brothers and sisters, we hope we all accept the cross which are destined for us.
对我来讲，我换一个方式形容那个我们弟兄讲的那个签名。
I use a different illustration on sign the covenant.
也就是说，我是否愿意接受这个十字架，是我愿意在这个约定上面签个名。
Am I willing to take the cross? Accept the cross means am I willing to sign on the covenant?
我告诉主说，主啊，我愿意接受十字架，并且走这条十字架的路。我要签名。
I tell the Lord I'm willing to walk on the cross and sign on the covenant.
我签了名，我也告诉主说，我确定，既然是你所命定的，我确定，我也决定要背起十字架来跟从你。
I signed the covenant and determined and made up my mind to bear the cross and follow you because this is destined for me.
对，甚至可以说，我愿意欢迎十字架来到我的生命当中。
Or even more, I can say I welcome the cross in my life.
我这边有一点点回顾啊。
I'll just look back.
Yeah,
review.
对对，就我在之前有讲过一次生命之路。
So I shared the way of life.
好，或是更广泛一点，我们提到说有愿意走生命之路，愿意走教会的路。愿意走十字架的路。
So we said we're willing to walk on the way of the life, the way of the church, and the way of the cross.
对，其实都是一条路。
And this is all way.
但是用不同的角度来去明白经历这条路。
And different perspectives to understand and experience these ways.
对，当我提到生命之路的时候，我讲到一些指路碑引路柱。
When I mentioned the way of life, I said there is landmarks and signposts.
所以在走生命之路的时候呢，如果有这些的 sign, 有这些的那个记号的话，表示我们是走在对的路上。
When we are on the way of life, if there are the signposts, it means we're on the right track.
举几个例子。
And take a few examples.
当我们信主之后呢，我们开始经历我们里面有一个里面生命的一个改变。
After we believe in the Lord in us, we have a change in our life.
对，过去我可以随便乱讲的，我现在里面感觉不对。
Before I can say just whatever I want, but now I just feel there is a restraint in my life.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们直到今天还是在有这种奇妙的经历的话，表示你这个路稍微还是比较对一点的。
If today we're still having this wondrous experience, it means you're on the right track.
许多时候我们的里面生命，不管是因为读圣经，或是来到聚会当中，我们里面感觉到饱足。
And very often when we read the Bible or come to the meeting, we feel we're fulfilled.
对，如果弟兄姊妹，我们今天读圣经觉得已经觉得很无聊了。
If today when we read Bible, we feel it's boring.
我们来到聚会，来的时候跟走的时候一样。
When we come to the meeting and leave the meeting, it's the same.
那弟兄姊妹，我们已经远离这个指路碑了。
We are already off the track, off the signpost.
许多时候，我们里面感觉是一个有一个明亮的亮光。
Many times we have a bright light in us.
它照亮我们里面那个阴暗的角落。
It illuminates the darkness in our life.
我突然发现，哎呀，我这事情太得罪神了。
And suddenly I found I sin against God.
对，弟兄姊妹，这些都是一些的记号，表明我们目前 还算走在生命的路上。
Brothers and sisters, these are all the signs to represent that we're on the right path.
对，我在最前面有念到说，保罗说我已经与耶稣与基督同钉了十字架。
In the very beginning, I read Paul says, "I'm crucified with the Lord on the cross."
现在是基督在我里面活着。
And now Jesus Christ lives in me.
所以这个生命之路跟十字架是连在一起的。
So this way of life and way of the cross, they are connected.
我们背起我们的十字架，里面就越有活泼的生命。
When we bear the cross, and there is more abundant life in us.
有一个事情，从我初信的时候就对我很有帮助。
It's very helpful when I first believe in the Lord.
对，我们弟兄，我们有年长弟兄讲到说，要学习做对的人。
Elder brothers.
过于做对的事。
Elder brothers shared, it's more important to be a right person than to do the right thing.
对，我再重复一次，要做对的人，过于做对的事。
To be a right man rather than to do the right things.
对，有的时候，我知道会有婚礼哈，但这个是很正常，就是有时候夫妻会吵架。
You know, I know there's a wedding coming, but it's normal that the couples will argue.
但不止夫妻啦，就是任何只要是有是人的话，两个人都有可能吵架。
If you're a human and we'll argue.
许多时候我们在想说这个事情到底谁对谁错。
We often think who is right, who is wrong.
对，很多时候可能我也在分析说啊，这个事情65%是他的错，35%是我的错。
I always analyze maybe 65% is his fault and the 35% is my fault.
所以这件事情呢，我比较有理。
So this thing, I more firm. I'm more right.
我声音就比较大。
My voice is louder.
对，我可以在这个讲理由的方面呢，压过对方这个理直气壮。
So I can overcome him by reasoning.
其实就算我是100%对哈。
And even though I am 100% right.
对，但是当我里面有那个血气发起来。
But when I have this flesh in me exposed.
当我里面想要把人压过去。
When inside of me I want to overcome him.
当有一个情形我觉得我实在太对了，你实在太错了。
Maybe in one situation I feel I'm so right, you're so wrong.
就算我是100%在事情上面是做对的。
And even though I'm 100% right on this matter.
只要是我这个人在神面前不对的话。
If I am not right before the Lord.
一切都免谈。
Everything is in vain.
我们应该来到主的面前，把一切的理由 reasoning 全部都退下。
We need to come before the Lord and lay down all the reasoning.
所以就算我100%对，但是我一旦来到主的面前，我就发现我是一个错的人。
Even though I'm 100% right, if I come to the Lord, I will find I am a wrong person.
弟兄姊妹，我们要怎么样脱开这种情形呢？
Brother and sister, how can we get away from this situation?
这个叫十字架。
This is called the cross.
十字架是叫我们做对的人，不是在过于做对的事。
The cross asks us to be the right man rather than to do the right things.
其实当人不对的时候，
So when we are not right,
对，更可怕的事情，他开始放大对方的各样的软弱跟不足。
What is more dangerous is he enlarges the weakness and mistakes of other people.
对，里面就可能开始想，哎呀，对方以前这个不对，那个错误，这个太软弱。
And I start to think about, oh, he was wrong and he did a wrong thing before.
只要别人是越不行呢，我就是越对。
And the weaker other people are, I am more right.
其实啊，主是要我们多多数算主的恩典，不是多多数算别人的缺点。
The Lord wants us to count his blessings, but not other people's mistakes.
要怎么脱离呢？
How can we get away from this?
这个叫十字架。
This is called the cross.
当十字架进到我们里面的时候呢，我们开始数算恩典。
When the cross comes into us, we start to count the blessings of the Lord.
为什么？因为我在主面前算什么呢？
Because who am I before the Lord?
我是一个蒙恩的罪人。
I'm a sinner saved by grace.
我今天这么理直气壮的去压倒别人。
How can I be so boldly to overcome other people?
但是我来到主面前，我是个罪人啊。
But when I come before the Lord, I'm just a sinner.
我是一个蒙怜悯、蒙赦免的人。
I'm a sinner saved by grace and mercy.
我在生什么气呢？我今天在干嘛呢？
Why am I so angry? What I'm doing now?
弟兄姊妹，我只能够说。 十字架太宝贵了。
I can only say the cross is so precious.
它救我脱离这些的光景。
It saves me from all these situations.
它救我脱离我这个人败坏的情况。
It saves me and delivers me out of my corruption.
它不仅救我的个人。
Not only save my individual.
对，它也救我的家。
It also saves my family.
它叫我的灵，当我这个只想到去我是对的时候。 我整个家都像地狱一样。
When I was occupied, I'm right. My family is like the hell.
但是当十字架进来的时候，
When the cross came in,
在神的面前俯伏，
I prostrated before the Lord.
我算什么呢？
Who am I?
我接受这么多恩典。
I accept and receive so many blessings.
我甚至把别人 给我的恩典我通通忘光了。
I forgot all the grace and the blessings other people showed to me.
弟兄姊妹，一切的理由，一切的高自高，通通都过去了。
Brothers and sisters, all these reasonings and the arrogance, they passed away.
弟兄姊妹，十字架太宝贵了。
The cross is so precious.
对，接受十字架，心中感觉太喜乐。To
accept the cross, and you will feel joyfully in your heart.
我真的觉得，每一次接受十字架，都是我再一次的得救。
And every time I feel when I accept the cross, I was like saved again.
对，我太需要主来救我。
I so much need the Lord to save me.
对，太需要主来救我的家。
I so much need the Lord to save my family.
感谢主，我愿意在这个事情上面签名。
And thank the Lord, I'm willing to sign the covenant.
我告诉主说，我欢迎十字架。
I tell the Lord, I welcome the cross.
我愿意在我的生活当中。
I'm willing to bear the cross more and more in my daily life.
好叫基督那个活泼喜乐的生命活在我的里面。
So that the joyful and the living life of Jesus Christ can live in me.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是十字架是命定的，但愿我们不仅接受，也欢迎十字架来到我的生命当中。
So brothers and sisters, the cross is destined for us. May we all welcome and joyfully accept the cross.
另外一个地方。
In another place,
19章的第10到11节,
and chapter 19, verse 10 to 11.
19章的第10到11节, 比拉多说, 你不对我说话吗? 你岂不知我有权柄释放你, 也有权柄把你钉十字架吗? 耶稣回答说, 若不是从上头赐给你的, 你就毫无权柄办我。
Then Pilate said to him, Are you not speaking to me? Do you not know that I have power to crucify you and power to release you? Jesus answered, You could have no power at all against me unless it had been given you from above. Therefore, the one who delivered me to you has the greater sin.
我上个月讲到主对我们
Last month, I shared about the Lord has the right to ask us to be a disciple.
对，也就是说，中文也就是说，主耶稣有权利要求我们做他的门徒。The
Lord has the right to ask us and require us to be His disciple.
我上次有提到，我那天那样讲呢，是为着十字架的路铺路的。Last
time I shared. I spoke about that is to prepare the way for the cross.
那个权力哈，其实那个字跟权柄是同一个字。So
that right also means authority.
我提到说，我们主他救了我的命。I
mentioned the Lord saved my life.
所以他有一个权利要求，应该说他有个权利做我的主。
Then he has the right and authority to be my Lord. Because my life is saved by him. He didn't force me. But he has authority and right. And are we willing to let him be the Lord of our life?
另外就是说，我们的主呢，他爱我们这个人呢，他是全心全意的爱我。
And the Lord loved us wholeheartedly.
所以在这个做门徒里面呢，我们也应当 把我们一切的爱都归给他。
As a disciple, we're supposed, it's reasonable to give all our life to him.
因着他完全的全心全意爱我们，所以他有个权利要求我们来爱他。
Because he wholeheartedly loves us, then he has the right and authority to require us to love him.
然后他为我撇下了一切。
He laid down everything for me.
他舍弃了一切天上的荣光。
He forsake all the glories in the heaven.
对，舍弃了地上一切的这个。就享受跟安逸。
He forsake all the pleasures in the world.
他没有留下一样任何一样一点点好处不给我们的。
There is nothing good that he keep for himself.
所以他为我们撇下了一切。
He laid down everything for us.
所以
so,
他在我们身上有个权利，我们也应该撇下一切来跟从他。
And he has the right and the authority in us. We're supposed to lay down everything and to follow him.
所以在这个认识里面就讲到十字架的一个原则，就是权柄与顺服。
In this understanding, and there's another principle of the cross, that's authority and submission.
哦，这个我这样比方也不可能不一定很恰当。比如说我去买了一台手机。
For example, I go to buy a cell phone.
当我付了价钱，对。没有 ，iPhone 就比较重价，就是我的 phone 就比较轻价。就当我们付了价钱买了手机。
When I pay the cash and buy the cell phone.
手机就是一个属于我的人，属于我的一个器材。
So the cell phone belongs to me.
所以它就像一个仆人一样，它要服从我的指令。我打电话就打电话，我上网就上网。
It's like a servant to me and it has to obey me. I can use it to text and call other people.
对，我想相似的意思，当我们主耶稣把我们买赎回来之后
，Similarly, after the Lord redeem us,
我们照理讲应该他是我的主人，我就是他的仆人。
And supposedly, and he's my Lord. I am his servant.
主人在仆人身上有权柄。
The Lord has all authority for the servant.
并且是百分之百的权柄。
And also it's 100% authority.
然后仆人的身份愿意学习顺服。
The position of a servant, his lesson is to learn to obey and submit himself.
下一句我就不敢讲了，百分之百顺服是我们的目标。
100% submission is our goal.
然后权柄顺服其实是十字架一个非常关键的意义。
Authority and submission is a very, very key point of the cross.
当主耶稣面对那个比拉多的时候
，When Lord Jesus Christ faced Pilate，
啊，比拉多就突然讲一句话，他说：“哎，你知道吗？我有权柄可以放你的。
”And Pilate said, "Do you know I have the right to release you?"
但在十字架原则里面，主耶稣所看见的权柄。是后面更高的权柄。
But in the principle of the cross, Jesus Christ saw a higher authority behind that.
主耶稣很清楚知道说，是的，没错，比拉多，你现在可以把我钉十字架。
Jesus know clearly that Pilate can crucify me on the cross.
但为什么你可以钉我十字架呢
？Why can you crucify me on the cross?
对，是因为后面有一个更高的权柄，他允许这件事情。
It's because there is a higher authority behind that he allowed this to happen.
所以当主耶稣看见这个十字架原则的时候，他顺服。
When Jesus Christ saw the principle of the cross and he obeyed，
这边他也讲到说哈，他说把我交给你的那人罪更重了。
And here it also says, therefore the one who delivered me to you has the greater sin。
这边有可能他是讲到那个 high priest， 可能讲到大祭司，可能是大祭司把那个主耶稣交给了比拉多。
It might speaks of the high priest who delivered Jesus Christ to。The soldiers to Pilate.
Yeah. 所以主耶稣的意思说，那个把我交给你的人呢，罪很重。
So the one who delivered me has the greater sin.
你也有罪，比拉多你也有罪。
You are a sinner. You have sins.
只是似乎他的罪好像更重。
But that person has the greater sin.
哎，弟兄姊妹，你发现主耶稣面对的是一个地上的一个权柄。
And you will find the Lord Jesus faced authority on the earth.
而且是罪更重的一个权柄。
It's an authority who has the greater sin.
也就是说他看见这个大祭司，看见比拉多，这些都是有罪的人。
He saw the Pilate or the high priest, they're all sinners.
但是主耶稣做一个稀奇的事情，他顺服这些人。
But the Lord Jesus Christ did an amazing thing. He obeyed and submitted himself.
对，他连这些罪更重的人他都顺服下来。
He even obeyed and submitted himself to this greater sinners.
弟兄姊妹，如果一个有罪的权柄，我们的主都顺服了。
If our Lord obey a greater sinner,
何况是我们主在地上安排的各样的权柄，我们岂能不顺服呢？
How can we not obey the authorities on the earth the Lord destined for us?
严格来讲，一个人不接受权柄，就等于不接受十字架。
Technically speaking, if this person rejects the authority, he rejects the cross.
对，你不要这个，就是我们不要说嘴巴常常说背十字架，背十字架。
We always just say in our mouths and bear the cross, bear the cross.
但当这个人他不愿意顺服的时候，其实实际上他已经在拒绝十字架。
When this person is not willing to submit and he already rejects the cross.
弟兄姊妹，我们一定要认识，权柄是为了建立我们，不是在压制我们。
We need to know the authority is to establish us, but not to destroy us.
我们真的认识到这一点，愿意背起十字架来顺服的话，我们会有改变的。
When we see this, when we bear the cross and follow, and we will be changed.
如果我们永远都是在拒绝的一个情况的话，我们那个味道，我们那个气味永远不改变，十年、二十年都不变的。
If we're always in the condition to reject the cross, our fragrance will never change in 10 years and 20 years.
另外一个就是当一个人接受权柄，甚至在寻找权柄的时候，表示这个人欢迎十字架。
On the other hand, if that person is looking for authority and accepting authority, it means he's looking for the cross.
这个权柄与顺服的确跟教会有很近的关系。
The authority and the submission has a very close relationship with the church.
对，我不久之前也交通过一次教会之路。
Not too long ago, I shared the way of the church.
这次夏令会我们可以感受得到，我们弟兄是在至少现在强调个人方面。
We can all sense that in the summer retreat, our brother focused on the individual.
没有错，他讲到神整个完备的心意和目的。
He shared the complete purpose and the will of the Lord.
但在内容上面，我们必须要先有一个个人背起我们的十字架。
But we have to have this individual experience to bear the cross.
然后我们个人愿意追求做一个完全人。
As an individual, we're willing to pursue to be a perfect man.
那之后才有可能会产生一个团体的完全人。
And after that, we are able to be a corporately perfect man.
当然我们弟兄也略略提到一些可能教会的情况。
He briefly mentioned some conditions in the church.
因为他是用中文嘛，所以他特别讲英文的时候，我们印象就比较深，就刚好特别深刻。
We were very impressive when he said in English.
比如说他讲到 no situation awareness.
For example.
对，中文怎么讲？ No situation awareness.
No situation awareness.
就是对这个旁边的这个情况没有感觉，是麻木的。
No situation awareness, indifferent to all the circumstances.
他还讲到一个 know it all attitude, 什么都知道。
And know it all attitude, knows everything.
他也的确提到说，好像有弟兄，他这个一交通就很长的时间，或是祷告很长的时间。
And he also mentioned when a brother shared and or just pray, it takes a very long time.
因为个人的情形就影响了聚会。
Because
这是会发生的。
Because this person's condition, it has impact on the whole church gathering.
我慢慢明白一件事情
And I slowly to understand.
我们有可能，如果你关心教会，
if you care about the church,
如果你甚至。OK, 如果你对这个神的家有一些想法跟观念。
If you have some understanding or opinion about the house of God.
对，我发现不同的人他里面有不同的这个图画。
And different people will have different pictures in their mind.
对，我下面交通的如果你有不同意的或是觉得不明白的，我们事后欢迎交通。
If you disagree or don't understand, we can fellowship after a meeting.
我举几个例子。
I'll take a few examples.
然后我真的碰到年轻人。
I did know some young people.
对，不止一个。
And not only one.
他来到聚会当中。
When he comes to the meeting.
他里面有个图画。
And he has a picture in his mind.
你在上面传信息的人必定是一个神学院毕业的人。
The one who is preaching on the stage, he has to be someone graduated from the seminary.
对对，像我这种情形应该马上下台。
So like myself, I should just get out of the pulpit.
也就是说，在他们的里面有个对 教会的图画，这边传信息的人有一个一个要求 requirement， 你肯定是神学院毕业的。
Inside of them, there's a picture in their mind. The person who's sharing on the pulpit who has to be someone graduated from the seminary.
哎，神学院没读过神学院人怎么有办法讲神的话呢
？How can you share the word of God if you've never been to a seminary？
对，这是一种图画。
This is one picture.
我希望至少这一点弟兄姊妹没有什么太大的。疑问啊，就是不需要神学院，因为保罗也没有上过神学院。
I hope you don't have many questions. The Paul, Apostle Paul, he never went to seminary.
还有一种图画是教会呢要多传福音。
Another picture is the church has to preach the gospel.
也就是说，整个教会里面有很多的人对这个传福音非常的热情。
So in the church, a lot of people who are earnest and zealous for preaching the gospel.
然后传道人呢，也肯定是。带头这个大力的传福音
，and the ministers and the preachers who would be the leaders to preach the gospel.
所以有这种图画
，there are pictures like this.
所以这种情形里面，如果这个聚会传福音不是很用力
，if in this meeting they're not earnestly preach the gospel.
然后如果传道人呢，过去半年呢只带了两个人信耶稣。
If the leading brother only brought two people to believe in the Lord,
啊，这个聚会太不行了。
Then I was, oh, this meeting is not good.
太不行了，因为跟我这个整个图画里面完全不符合的。
It's different from my picture. It don't match.
还有一种情形。
Another condition.
有的弟兄姊妹他比较喜欢超自然的事物。
And some brothers and sisters, they really like the supernatural things.
对，好像看见一些比较神奇的东西，像这个。医病啦，赶鬼啦，就觉得哎，这个教会就应该有这些情况。
They may see the healings or casting out the demons, and they think the church has to have those things.
但我没有很深刻的理解啊，应该不会想说鬼越多赶的越多，应该不会这样想。
I don't deeply understand. We shouldn't say there's more demons and more casting out of demons.
所以呢，在教会里面呢，一定要很多灵恩的彰显。
So in the church, there has to be a lot of charismatic meetings.
大概80%的人应该都要能够讲方言的。
Maybe 80% of the people in the church can speak in the tongue.
所以今天来到这个地方。
So today when we come to the meeting.
啊，这个人生病，这没医好。
And this person is sick, has not healed.
然后聚会里面怎么都没有听到这些。听不懂的方言呢
？In the meeting, I didn't hear all these understandable tongues.
对，这个聚会不行。
This meeting is not good.
还有一种啊
，Another example，
就是弟兄姊妹们，我们一定要非常和乐、欢乐的相处在一起。
Another example is all the brothers and sisters. We need to get along well.
然后平时的生活里面要多多彼此关心。
In our daily life, we need to care about each other.
我20年前是这么想的。
20 years ago, I thought the same.
我在一些年前，这些高中同学很厉害，把我这个 line 都找到了。
A few years ago, my high school classmates they found me on the line.
对，然后他们就把我拉到那个群里面，反正已经拉进去了。
They took me into the group.
哇、wow, 这个群里面其实我最近看到他们发的照片
I saw the pictures they posted
对那个啊，不好意思这个建国中学38届这个同学会聚餐
It's the 38th anniversary of the high school
对然后聚餐里面哇这个大家这个非常热络然后平常的时候有一起打羽毛球的
And in other times in the daily life we played the sports together
啊，有照那个有打乒乓球的
I play ping pong
然后有去一起摄影的
啊，对，
照相
啊 ，take photography，
然后一起出去郊游旅游的
啊、，travel，
对，所以这个是一个一个社团
，this is like a club，
对，大家要有一个非常亲密的一个关联
，we have a close intimacy relationship， close connected，
但是你不可以侵犯我的这个最隐私的部分。
But you can't step into my comfort zone, my privacy.
对，你也不要更正我。
Don't correct me.
对，我也不要更正你。
And I will not correct you.
我们彼此和平相处，相安无事。
Let's just peacefully get along with each other.
对，大家一起吃饭。
And we eat a meal together.
大家一起聚一聚。
And we gather together.
然后喜 形成一个非常团结的社团。
And that we have a well-formed club.
对，弟兄姊妹，这是我以前是这么想的。
This is what I thought before.
然后也许有一些其他的情形是，这个圣经呢太重要了。
And some other examples that, like the Bible is so important.
你们不要误会，这个圣经很重要。就是说有的聚会可能是这样想，这个圣经太重要了，你念这个。每一个事情呢都要照着做的。
And some meeting they think the Bible is so important, so we have to follow strictly what the Bible says.
对某弟兄，不要乱讲，这个某某弟兄或姊妹，如果这个违反了这个圣经哪一条哪一个地方的话，这个是不行的。
And some brothers and or sisters break the rule in the Bible. No, it's we can't allow that to happen.
所以里面就是照着圣经啊，这个一定要做，这个一定不可以做。
And we follow strictly on the Bible what can be done and what cannot be done.
对，如果做得不好的话，
if you're not behave well,
对，这个聚会不行。
And this meeting is bad.
你没有照着我里面那个图画的一个情况去表现出来。
You're not manifesting like the same as my picture in my mind.
弟兄姊妹，这些哈，是因为我们的背景、我们的天性跟喜好产生的一些的理解。
These all by it's because of our different backgrounds, different cultures and understanding.
其实很多这些理念呢，不是都不好。
We're not saying all of them are bad.
但这些图画是偏向一边的图画。
But these pictures are unbalanced and biased and leaning towards one direction.
对，比如说传福音肯定是个好的事情。
For example, preaching the gospel is a good thing.
但是那个图画里面只偏向这一个部分。
But in that picture, preaching the gospel is only leaning that direction.
你发现这样子的话也没有办法往神的目的那条路走得很准确。
If so, we're not able to follow and walk on the way of God's purpose.
如果我们是照着心中的这个图画做很多的判断。
If we judge and according to our standards in our mind.
然后对于教会的情形做我们根据那个图画做反应
，and we react based on our own understanding of the picture.
这些偏向一边的情形呢，会控制我这个人的。
This unbalanced thoughts and the bias can control me.
对，我就往这个方向想
，and I'll think towards that direction.
我就往这个方向去评断
，I'll just criticize and judge leaning that direction.
对，我就根据这个偏掉的一个图画做反应。
And according to that biased picture, I'll just make my reaction.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们千万不要有一个 know it all 的 attitude.
So brother and sister, may we don't have this know it all attitude.
因为很多时候我们的认识的部分还是比较片面的。
And very often we don't completely understand.
所以直到今天，我承认我虽然会传递这方面的信息。
Until today, I preached a message like this.
但是我还是来到主的面前，告诉主说：“主啊，求你继续的让我能够明白你心中教会的样式。”
I also come before the Lord and tell him, Lord, please let me understand the picture of the church in your mind.
在圣经里面的的确确有几处的图画。
Indeed, there are a few pictures in the Bible.
比如说在诗篇的113篇。
Like in the Psalms 113.
诗篇113
Psalm 113
对不起应该是133吧不是错
Psalm 133
对诗篇133篇看哪我只念前两节看哪弟兄和睦同居是何等善何等的美这好比那贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上流到胡须又流到他的衣襟
Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head, running down on the beard of Aaron running down on the edge of his garments.
这边的和睦同居跟我刚才讲的那个和气同居不太一样。
So here it also says to dwell together in unity. It's different from what I just shared, to get along well with others.
这边是讲到 dwell in unity, 就是在神的家里面是合一的同在一起
So here it says dwell together in unity It means in the house of God we're in oneness
所以弟兄姊妹你记得我那个那时候如果没有十字架其实就没有合一
Brothers and sisters, without the cross, there is no oneness.
因为我们有各式各样的图画跟想法。
Because we have different opinions and different pictures.
除非我这个人经过十字架，我才能够有一个完整神要给我的一个图画。
And only I go through the cross, I can have the complete picture from God.
然后主耶稣对教会的图画是什么呢？
What is the picture of the Lord Jesus Christ towards the church?
我们翻到马太福音十六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音十六章的十六到十六章十 OK 我这十六章的第十八节
Chapter 16 verse 18
马太福音十六章十八我还告诉你你是彼得我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上阴间的权柄不能胜过他
And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
我们主耶稣他里面有一个图画。
Our Lord Jesus Christ had a picture.
整个教会呢是建造在一个磐石上。
The whole church is built upon a solid rock.
这个磐石就是我们的主耶稣他自己。
The solid rock is the Jesus Christ himself.
我以前有提过这个事情，就是以前有年长的弟兄姊妹对我的帮助。
I mentioned before the elder brothers and sisters helped me.
他那时候当他提到说以前他们聚会擘饼的光景。
When they mentioned the conditions when they break the bread.
对，他说每一次擘饼聚会结束的时候。
Every time after the breaking bread meeting.
当时的那个居住聚会环境可能也不是特别好。
The gatherings is not in very good.
对，那整个地上可能是一些可能是泥土的这些之类的地。
Oh, the physical condition of the gathering is not good. It's muddy on the floor.
对，他说每一次擘饼聚会结束的时候，地上都是一滩一滩的水。
And he said after the breaking bread meeting, there's a lot of water.
那个水的那个 stem 啊，就水的痕迹都在地上。遍布各地
The stains of the water is all over the place.
对，他说这些是弟兄姊妹的眼泪。
And he said these are the tears of brothers and sisters.
对，从那个时候我开始有一点点对神的家的图画。
From that time, I started to have an image picture of the house of God.
对，那个图画是说这边有一批人。
That picture speaks of there is a group of people.
他们对主单纯的。
And they're simple to the Lord.
他们常常被主的爱所融化所充满。
They were filled and touched by the love of God.
对，当他们来到擘饼聚会的时候
，When they come to the breaking bread meeting,
主的爱就浇灌在他们的心里面。
And the Lord's love poured out into their hearts.
然后过了几年之后，我忘了是在哪个场合看到这种，听到或看到这个描述。
After a few years, I saw or just hear this illustration.
在很久很多年以前。好像在上海的教会
Many years ago in the church in Shanghai
对许多的弟兄姊妹他们不注意他的感觉
Many brothers and sisters they didn't focus on their feelings
他们关心神的家
They cared about the house of God
他们愿意背起十字架
They were willing to carry the cross
他们不在乎自己的权利或者在乎自己的面子
They didn't care their faces, their rights.
能够彼此包容。
They can bear each other.
当有罪的时候呢，能够彼此认罪。
When there's iniquities, they confess to each other.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是在我心中的一个神的家的图画。
Brothers and sisters, this is the picture in me of the house of God.
神要得着一批人是全心全意爱他
But God wants to obtain a group of people wholeheartedly love him
愿意付任何代价来跟随主
and take whatever price to follow him
弟兄姊妹真的如果我们在这个图画慢慢是对准的话
Indeed if we focus on this image
你发现传福音也是对的
You will find preaching the gospel is right
遵守圣经的命令也是对的。
Follow the commandments in the Bible is right.
有灵恩的彰显也是对的。
To have the charismatic manifestation is right.
所以弟兄姊妹彼此的关心、彼此的看顾也是对的。
And we care each other, that's right.
我以前不敢把这些放成那个指路碑。
I dare not to make these all the signposts.
因为这些东西是有前提的。
Because there is the precondition.
我们必须有一个对的 我们要有一个对的目的，这些才会变得导成一个正的东西。
Only we have a right goal, all these can be on the right track.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们过去十年来试着在追求的事情。
In the past 10 years, we try really hard to pursue and seek.
其实不止十年了。
Not only 10 years.
我们盼望弟兄姊妹，因为对主的爱的和对他家的关心的缘故。
And we hope because we love and care the house of God.
里面慢慢有一个准确的图画。
Slowly and gradually, we have an accurate picture.
当许多弟兄姊妹有这样相同的准这个类似的这个。这个对的图画的时候
When many brothers and sisters have this right picture,
我们才能够一同走在同一条路上
Then we can walk on the same way.
我很快再提一个 我今天要有受浸机会我这个有点我再提一个
Just one more thing.
马可福音十一章
And Mark chapter 11.
马可福音十一章的第十七节
Mark 11:17
便教训他们说经上不是记着说我的殿必称为万国祷告的殿吗你们倒使他成为贼窝了
Then he taught saying to them Is it not written my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations but you have made it a den of thieves
我们主耶稣对神的家有另外一个图画。
The Lord Jesus Christ had a different picture towards the house of God.
那个图画就是万国祷告的殿，或者万民祷告的殿。
It's a house of prayer for all nations.
所以主耶稣在看整个他的家的时候，他好像看到许多人在祷告。
So when Lord Jesus Christ saw his house, he saw many people are praying.
对，个人在家祷告。
And individually pray in their house.
几个人聚在一起的时候也有祷告。
A few people gathered together and they pray.
然后在祷告聚会里面是有真的有负担的一同祷告。
In the prayer meeting, there is the real burden and they pray.
这是主耶稣对教会的一个图画。
This is a picture Lord Jesus Christ had for the church.
因此我们可以有各样的一些相聚，这个是好的。
We can have many gatherings, that's good.
但愿我们主给我们一些负担，我们越来越看重祷告的事情。
And may the Lord give us the burden and we more and more focus on the prayer.
真的对神的借着祷告我们接受主的负担
through prayer and we receive the burden from the Lord
借着祷告我们用信心去学习 信靠交托他
through prayer and we learn to trust the Lord in faith
为人祷告
and pray for other people
为人的光景祷告
and pray for other people's condition
叫我们都越来越有改变
and may we all be changed
我们还不是说今天就做到肯定没有做到
we're not saying we have achieved today
对我们 很有差距
There is still a long way to go.
但是我们愿意一同的往这个方向去追求。
But we're willing to desire to seek in this direction.
我想这是我今天的交通。
This is all my sharing.
我们一同有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，是你先背起了十字架。
Lord, because you bear the cross first.
主啊，愿我们这批人，主啊，我们愿意宝贵，主啊，你要我们。背起的十字架。
May we all treasure the cross you want us to bear.
主啊，愿我们，我们这个家，主啊，交托在你的手中。
Lord, we commit your house into your hand.
你在这里掌权。
Have authority and reign.
愿十字架贯通，主啊，我们每一个人。
May the cross have the way in all of us.
叫我们应看着前面的喜乐。主啊，我们何等的欢喜，愿意背起我们的十字架。
May we all see the joy ahead of us, and we joyfully bear the cross.
愿你恩待我们每一个人，也恩待你的家。
Lord, may you show grace to us individually and to your house.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.